Kurt Astey, Boise State's athletic director, who returned from the Mountain West meetings in Arizona, talking about expansion. We've hit on some of the NCAA stuff. You guys have an opportunity to ask questions. Kurt will give you some of those answers. Kurt, Jarrett, the Nevada Hal wants to know, should Boise State be looking into adding a donor box that mirrors the Stickle instead of adding stadium seats? And I've seen that in some stadiums. In this case, it would be on the home team side. You would somehow carve out space for another Stickle Sky Center type thing. And some of, like, the Green Bay Packers have suites all the way around Lambeau. Does that make more financial sense?
Wow. That was a surprise. I like that question, though.
He's still tired from building the last one.
Well, you've talked about downsizing, but more amenities, and your per caps go up.
I think, you know, anything's possible. I'm assuming maybe he's talking under the mezzanine level, or is he talking at the very top?
I'm not
really sure. Yeah. I don't know. I would say that we're open to anything where you can generate revenue and not spend a lot of money to build it, if that makes sense. Imagine that secret formula. We've talked about a lot of things. I don't think we've talked so much about seating on the east side as much as we have just improving the fan amenities over there. You know, bigger restrooms,
right,
wider hallways,
no money in that,
concession stands, that kind of stuff, where you can certainly, you can generate some revenue. If we were going to add something on the east side similar to the Stickle Sky Center, I would imagine it probably wouldn't be as extravagant as that. But again, those are great seats that I'm sure we could do something. The top of the stadium, I would say probably our most attractive seats in the Stickle, you guys may or may not agree, are our low seats.
Absolutely, I would agree.
They're covered. They're outside.
Awesome.
You still kind of get that feel. You're not real high up. We've added heat to them, so it's nice. You've got weight service and TVs, and so if we were going to do something on that side from a luxury seating standpoint, I would think we would look at loges just because they were so popular when we added them in 2008.
Tuesday, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl will kick off with Akron and Utah State. It's on Boise State's campus. You know why this bowl game was started. Mm-hmm. It's an arrangement between a ESPN event entity now and Boise State University. Is there benefits above and beyond all this to the school to have their own bowl game on their campus? Is there rental income, Kurt? What is in it for Boise State University to have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl?
Well, first of all, the blue's on TV.
Okay.
And our logo's in the middle of the field. It's probably one of the very few bowls where we've basically said it's going to stay that way.
Oh, that was... For that reason.
That was for that reason. We want our mark out there. I would say that if ESPN or, you know, Kevin McDonald, and I don't disagree with them, they'd like to maybe see that change. But we're real proud of having the blue on the field and our logo in the middle of that field during that broadcast. There is a rental price. A lot of the people that run our games at Boise State actually almost become, you know, in a sense, employees of the bowl because they run the games, they run the video board. If I'm not mistaken, I think Bob Rosenthal actually calls the game. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to the bowl game lately because we've been gone, but I think it's a great opportunity for the teams that come here. It's such a unique bowl. It's just so different from all the other ones. But for Boise State, we do make a little money on the rental of it, but we also run the game for them. And we're probably the ones that are most knowledgeable about doing that because we do it six times a year every year. And I think it's great for both entities. And, you know, we're happy that the bowl's still here.
All right. Brian Beben asks you, Kurt, about, is there any interest, in your opinion, in Hawaii becoming a full-time Mountain West Conference member? I know there's a lot of challenges with Hawaii in dealing with travel subsidies, their own television contract over there on the island that they maintain, while you guys have a separate deal with ESPN and then the rest of the conference has a separate deal. But they've moved most of their sports now over to the Big West.
Mm-hmm.
So would it ever make any – is there any interest in that? Does that benefit the conference in some way?
I wouldn't say that we've said there's no interest. We haven't talked about it. And, again, you know, I'm new to this, so I haven't been in those conversations up till – you know, the first meeting, this earlier this week. And so I think Hawaii if you ask them, my assumption would be that they're actually set in a good place with all their other sports, because most of the teams they play in that conference are right on the West Coast, probably the easiest for travel. Very competitive league in basketball and volleyball. I think the Big West, I don't know how many teams they had in the volleyball, but they actually placed a few teams in there. You know, basketball, UC Irvine went to the tournament last year. And so I think it's a good fit for Hawaii. That doesn't mean that the conference wouldn't be open to allowing those other sports to come in, but that, to my knowledge, hasn't been a topic of conversation to this point.
Along those same lines, and unfortunately going back to our original conversation about expansion, there are 11 teams in the Mountain West basketball. You guys comfortable with that number? Is that a good working number? Sometimes people like that because that gives you a 10-game schedule. Mm-hmm. Other people want the well-rounded 12 number.
I think for now we're good. But again, I talk about the expansion like we discussed earlier. I think that changes every year. And if there are opportunities for the Mountain West Conference to become bigger or stronger or whatever that may be, that is certainly something that that group will take a close look at.
Any thoughts on moving forward? I know you guys are, at least I was understanding that you guys may have talked about the future of Mountain West Basketball Conference Tournament and where that's going to be. Any decisions there? Is it going to stay in Vegas? Is it going to stay at Thomas and Mack? Are you looking at different options?
Yes, it was discussed. I think that there are some final decisions being made, and I would suspect that some type of announcement here in the very near future is going to be made.
Do you like the fact that it's on UNLV's home court? Is there enough of an advantage there for them, or is that the marquee place in town where you probably should have it?
Well, I think the town is the right place, only because I think it's very attractive for fans from all the schools to go there. It's, you know, Vegas kind of brings that little extra thing for people to do, whether it's watching a show or, you know, some people I know like to gamble, and right, great restaurants and a great place to go during the holidays. The Thomas and Mack, in terms of just a basketball facility, is fantastic. I think some of the coaches will probably tell you they don't like playing there because they got to play UNLV on their home court. I'm not sure that that's a real big difference whether it's in the Thomas and Mack or the MGM or whatever. As long as you're in Las Vegas, obviously you're gonna get fans from UNLV. But if you go down to that tournament, you guys know this as much as I do because you've been down there, you'll see probably close to as many fans from San Diego State and New Mexico as well. So the fact that it's on their home court, I think some coaches and some programs are uncomfortable with that because it's right in their own backyard. But the fact that it's in Las Vegas and how attractive that can be to get fans to sell tickets to that tournament that supports the conference, I think is good.
What you won't see is a lot of Boise State fans at the basketball tournament, and you know that. And Boise State has a nice, great reputation in terms of traveling for football. Maybe not so much this year, but you can roll out a bowl game and usually crank out 15 to 25,000 people at a bowl game. Mm-hmm. For the conference basketball, you're looking at maybe a couple hundred. I don't know if that's a priority. This basketball program is growing. I would imagine that's got to be somewhere on the list.
Well, I was unfortunately not, I didn't have the opportunity to go last year, so you guys would have to tell me, you know, what kind of fan support we had. But I think this team has turned the corner. And, you know, in college basketball, I've always said, fans just have to have hope. You know, you don't necessarily have to get to the tournament every year, but you've got to have a fan base that believes that you have a chance. And I really believe that, especially in college basketball. And I'd love to be in that tournament every year, but I don't think there's anyone out there right now that can tell you absolutely Boise State has no chance to get into the tournament.
No.
There's lots of hope there. And because of that, I think you're going to see more people traveling down to that tournament, because I think it's hard to say, hey, we're going to go down and we're going to support Boise State, but, you know, they're probably going to be out. They're going to lose the first game and then they're done. I don't think you can say that about this program anymore. They're very, very capable of winning the whole thing, and I think we all know that. They proved that last year. And I think just having that hope of our fans going, man, these guys got a chance to not just go down there, but they got a chance to go down there and play well, maybe even play well enough to not have to win the tournament, but at least maybe get to a semifinal and get an at-large berth. And you, again, I always refer back to you guys being around here as long as me, as long as folks know that there's hope that this team can accomplish something down there, I think you're going to start to see more people traveling to it.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, asked the AD every Thursday at 3. Maybe not next Thursday, though. That may be a little tough day.
Yeah, are we taking the day off?
I'm taking the day off, Kurt. I don't know about you.
I guess that means probably the next two Thursdays.
We'll be running the Fiesta Bowl next Thursday.
We got a little bit
Christmas Eve.
I'm just curious how you're going to fill the spot. That's what I want to know.
Well, we're going to.
Are you even on the air? Do you just turn this thing off, or what do you do?
No, JP works all day.
He puts it on. He'll be here. last question for Pete Erlinson. It's just a good one. You know, how could you encourage fans and students to stay to the end of games, Kurt? It's a bigger issue in football. We've talked about Prater's a proponent of not letting people back in if they leave.
Have to change that halftime policy.
I was at the LA Coliseum for the Southern Cal Arizona game. I was reminded one more time, you leave, you're gone. See you later, buddy. And they don't care. But what is there anything you think you can do?
Well, I don't think bribing them's the right way. I've heard people say, you know, give free pizza to everybody in there, you know, serve hot chocolate throughout the game. Or I think the only way to make sure that nobody leaves probably is to have a no reentry policy.
Right.
I don't think we're in a position to do that right now because we do not have the amenities inside that stadium to make sure that people have everything they have.
So that's a consideration right there.
Well, But I wouldn't say that, you know, we're probably one of the very few schools that still have that ability to leave to you know, I don't think I've ever been to a pro stadium these days where you can leave and come back in. In fact, in Taco Bell Arena for basketball, if you leave, you can't come back in.
Okay.
And so, but there's a long history of tailgating and people being used to doing that. And I don't think that's a decision that can be made in a day. There has to be a lot of conversation about that. And if we were ever to consider something like that, you know, I would not be for that based on the amenities that we have in the stadium right now. And until that changes, I think that will remain the same. But to answer your question about how you keep him in there, you know, the game time obviously doesn't help us. I think the opponent's helpful. I think it matters if the game's close in the end. I think it depends on the weather a little bit. There's a lot of factors in there that we really can't control. But I'm open to suggestions. And
well, Pete, go ahead.
If Pete's got a suggestion, I'm more than willing to talk about it with our people.
Speaking of football and fans, Idaho State has already come out with next year's schedule. The Pac-12 this week came out with its schedule. Usually, the Mountain West comes out somewhere in late March, maybe even early April. You anticipate that, or is there a push? Because some other conferences come out earlier than that too. Is there a push to get that out earlier, or do we expect this year's schedule, next year's schedule, to come out still in March or April?
It'll probably be March or April, and you know, for us, it's dictated by television. So a lot of times we'll wait for those decisions to be made. We know who we're going to play. We have the date of the non-conference games. I think next year we've got San Jose, Colorado State, Utah State, and UNLV. Is that right? At home,
I believe
mistaken.
That is correct.
I think that's right.
Yeah,
so,
the rotation.
Yeah, we know who we play. We just don't know when it is. And I'm hopeful it'll be earlier. But usually, you're right, Mike. It's right around that April timeframe.
Well, Kurt, we've asked the AD, and so we won't be able to ask you next week. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Then we'll see you down there at the Poinsettia Bowl with our broadcast starting on Tuesday, and then of course the game on Wednesday, which we'll carry here on the ticket. So. Thanks for coming aboard one more time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you guys as well. Thanks a lot.